Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show.
Here we go.
Here we go indeed, actually, folks. It's time for your Morning Dump Part 2. Let's get it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump Part 2 brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Well, Hunter, if you're looking to have some just mind-blowing sex, you're ready to get it on. Hey, you gonna get it. Some real good stuff. The key to a good sex life is to have a woman or women who are not tired. Women who get better sleep have better sex lives, and the sleep is even more important than the other major factors like communication and exercise. Look, I didn't need a study to tell me that I should not approach my wife after she's had a long day and go, hey, honey, you want to get it on? She's not going to be happy with me, okay? At all. Yeah.
Maybe that's why grandma got so much sleep back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why? Why would you do that? You know,
saying.
We're trying to do a good, clean show here, and you got to bring grandma's sex life into it. Knock it off.
I know what she was doing. You know, you're right, though. You don't touch. You don't even look at your wife, significant other, whoever it is trying to go to bed at 9 o'clock. For my wife, 9:14. Boom. 9:14 hits. Yep. Don't talk to her. Yep. Don't touch her. Nothing.
And look, as a loving husband, I totally understand. Okay. Here's the problem, though. Unfortunately, I always have to say yes because you got to play the odds. All right.
It
could be a meteor flying towards Earth, and we got like 2 minutes. And my wife would be like, hey, do you want to? I'm like, yeah, okay. That works. I could be bleeding from a head wound, and my wife could say, hey, do you want to get it out? I'd be like, all right, that's fine. But then we got to go to the hospital, okay? We got to go to the hospital because I'm losing a lot of blood.
Airplane hurling to the ground, ready, just on the verge of exploding. But you know what?
Yeah.
We got time, right?
We got time. So ladies, just know any time is fine for us guys. Guys, just know if your significant other is tired, don't even bother. All right.
Don't even think about it. Just move on.
You need to get Lorena Bobbitt. Lop it off, throw it in the tall grass. Lastly, I thought this was pretty cool. Experts are trying to figure out what to do with the bodies of settlers who might or eventually will die on Mars. Three options right now. Burn the bodies, blast the bodies off into space, or they're even considering possibly cannibalism. I'm not making this up. This is an actual Yeah.
We're going to serve them up. That's what we're doing. You know what's wild, too? It's like, there are other things we need to think about first before we think about what we're going to do with the dead people on Mars.
I mean,
like, how about just settling first, you know?
That's the big thing, but people are going to be dying. Even, let's say we get 100 people up there. If those people start dying, you know, which is going to happen, we got to figure out, we can't just have bodies strewn about on Mars. I mean, come on now.
Here's what you do. You get that human cannonball cannon thing from the circus that we're not using anymore, and you just launch people into space. That's what you do.
Honestly, I think that's the best option, because who wouldn't want to have their send-off be them being shoved into a tube and just rocketed out into the atmosphere?
Shot, like, I mean, in space.
Dude, that's amazing, dude. That's amazing. You know what? I'd want you to put some like frills on me so I'm like blowing in the wind, you know?
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Imagine being in the shuttle on the way to Mars and boom, something hits a windshield. The hell was that? Is that a bird? No.
Folks, don't worry. There's actually a funeral going on right now. Don't worry. We'll take care of this body. Just if you see one floating by, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
Pay your respects.
Yeah. Instead of a goose bringing a plane down, it's a body launched from Mars that got hung up in one of the spaceship engines. Oh, God. Oh,
we're going down. He was a hefty one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a big guy. So there you go. We got tired wives and people launched into space. Fantastic. Yeah. That is your Morning Dump Part 2. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.